This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. USDA October production and supply and demand reports. The harvest reports that we have gotten led us to believe that USDA would not increase their corn yield in the October production report, and they revised it lower from 181.3 last month to 180.7 this October. They left harvested corn acres almost unchanged at 81.8 million in corn. They added 138 million bushels to the carry-in from the quarterly stocks report, deducted 25 million bushel from feed demand, left ethanol unchanged, and added 75 million bushel to exports. That increased the carryover from 1.774 billion last month to 1.813 billion in this report. The trade was looking for a larger corn yield and larger carryover, so the USDA report reducing both was friendly. December corn traded above 370's technical resistance and ended with the highest close in several weeks, with a potential head and shoulders bottom chart formation going. Seasonal lows should be in for corn, with the more major 40-week cycle having been made last July and retested in September. 388 resistance should be tested next. The corn market should have to pull some acres from soybeans next year, but the soybean market should want to get rid of them given the soybean carryover. The harvest reports that we had gotten led us to expect that USDA would increase their soybean yield in the October production report, and they did revise last month's 52.8 bushel per acre upward to 53.1. That was below the average trade expectation, however, of 53.4. October is when USDA adjusts harvested acres, and in the case of soybeans, they reduced harvested acres by 600,000 to 88.3 million. That pretty much nixed out the increase in yield. There are a lot of acres along rivers, streams, lowlands, and flatlands that were lost to the deluges in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. They added 43 million bushel to carry-in stocks to adjust for the quarterly report. They left the crush and exports unchanged. The net then was a 40 million bushel increase in the soybean carryover to 885 million bushel from last month. That was 25 million bushel above the average trade estimate of 860 for the soybean carryover. There's nothing friendly here for soybeans, but the trade was not expecting friendly. If and when the combines start rolling again, supply will weigh on demand. The trade was looking for 159.3 million metric ton world corn ending stocks, and USDA estimated 159.35 million metric ton, so the dog caught the car. The average trade estimate for world soybean ending stocks was 109.53 million, and USDA came in heavier at 110. USDA looks for Brazil to export 75 million metric tons of soybeans, so the trick will be whether China can get to Brazil's new crop without buying here. We would bet on China on that one. CONAB released its estimate of current season corn and soybean production. Last year, Brazilian farmers produced a record 119.3 million metric tons of soybeans, and CONAB thinks that they could do it again with a high-end forecast of 119.4. USDA was estimating Brazilian production as high as 120.5 million metric ton. They have gotten an early start to planting there. CONAB expects a bigger corn crop, estimating as high as 91.1 million metric ton. Last year, they produced just 80.8. Getting the soybean crop in early should help their second corn crop. The Australian Bureau of Meteorology has boosted the chances of El Nino to 70 to 75% this winter, impacting the South American crops. The 90-day SOI is a negative 4.58 and trending toward the negative 8 El Nino. The SOI looks to be supporting the El Nino forecast. The trade was looking for wheat-ending stocks of 960 million bushel, and USDA came close at 956. Given all the talk about Russia running out of wheat, the USDA increased the wheat carryover from September by 21 million bushel. The trade was looking for world wheat-ending stocks of 261.1 million metric ton, and USDA came at 260.18 million. The world will not have to run to Kansas for wheat. Hurricane Michael came ashore on the panhandle of Florida as the strongest hurricane they have ever experienced in that spot, and one of the strongest on record anywhere on the East Coast. I'm glad we live in Iowa. The storm shut 40% of Gulf offshore oil industry down for a couple of days, but the primary offshore infrastructure is much further west, so they expect little damage. Ethanol plants located in the heartland do add to U.S. energy security. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.